This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. One of the last tasks of the gardening season is tool attention. You've been abusing your trowels, shovels, pruners, and hose all season, leaving them scattered about your yard and gardens to let Mother Nature do what she will to them. Maybe you haven't cleaned them off properly or sharpened your pruners. Regardless of who's been naughty or nice to their tools, it's soon time to clean them up and get them ready for storage. Consider, of course, putting neon tape on your tools so you can spot them when you get distracted to take a phone call or wander off to another project and forget to come back to it. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know how I managed it, but I did lose my favorite trowel a couple of years ago, and I've bought two since. They're just not the same. Once you've collected your equipment, hose off any chunks of dirt. Clay is a particular bear. You may need to use a heavy bristled brush. In a perfect world, you'd be cleaning your tools after each use, but honestly, my world's not perfect, so I don't do it unless they're really a mess. Like my dad used to say, do as I say, not as I do. Once the initial dirt's cleaned up, it's time to take some steel wool to the rusty parts. If the rust has really taken over, use a steel brush first. For pruners, axes, and knives that may have some sap on them, you can use a little paint thinner on a cotton cloth to clean up the gummy stuff. I've been using alcohol to clean my pruners. Be sure to wipe all your tools dry. Then apply a coat of oil. I use vegetable-based oil. You can use linseed or tung oil or even a little motor oil if you care to. I have made a concerted effort this year to clean my tools each time I use them and then plunge them in a bucket of sand and vegetable oil a few times. The abrasive quality of the sand helps further cleaning and the oil leaves a light coat on the tools. All this information is on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.